Tell us how things are unfolding in your city. What's the state of the city right now in your view?
Actually, we've fared surprisingly well. Actually, I shouldn't be surprised, but with the amount of rainfall that we've received and the time span that we've received it, I'm very pleasantly surprised at how well everything is performed as far as our drainage is concerned. But we've been running crews 24/7 to be sure that any inundated street, you know, is barricaded. We haven't had many of those, and we've had some that are, you know, inundated at particular times, so we'll put barricades out, remove them later. But our drainage has performed very well. We're monitoring the wastewater system. When you have an event like this, you know, they're always running at maximum capacity. And police and fire have been absolutely extraordinary. We have a lot of people that have fled the Houston area that are staying with us, and that's resulted in a lot of calls to our paramedics.
Well, and the other thing is this event is going to continue for another 4 days or so. While the rain may change a little bit, there's still a lot of runoff that's going to have to be handled.
Right, and to tell you the truth, again, it looks like we're going to fare pretty well in this. I want everybody to keep in mind that all of this stuff has to run off, and it's going to go to the Brazos, and it's all going south. And our friends and neighbors in the south are really taking a beating down there, and they're a long way from you having a good night's sleep down there. I really feel for them.
Well, and you actually spent time there. You were in Seabrook, city manager there, before you came here most recently, so certainly you know a lot of the players down there.
That's right. I was actually on the phone with the mayor of Seabrook last night, an old friend of mine, and the city manager and assistant city manager there. They've got a great team down there. They're going to do well, but this is absolutely an extraordinary event. I was there for Ike, and the interesting thing about Ike is we had a terrible storm surge, but not a lot of rain, and it was a low Category 2 hurricane. So, you know, they didn't really suffer the wind event, but the rainfall has flooded everything, and, you know, they're right there where all that stormwater has to drain to the very end into the bay. So everything that falls on us is eventually going to reach them, and so they've got a long haul.
Now, has there been any damage to city facilities or anything, vehicles or anything like that that you've heard of?
No. We've come out pretty well. We've had a number of accidents as a result of the heavy rainfall Saturday and Sunday. Not to our equipment, to others. We've responded to those. But what we will have to do is, you know, when this event is over, it's not really over for us, because we're going to have to go back and check for the integrity of a lot of our drainage structures. We're going to have to look at everything that might have been affected. Scott, I don't know if you saw the event that took place in Rosenberg, where a road was undermined and completely collapsed yesterday. So we're going to have to do a lot of assessment after the fact, but we're holding our own and doing very well.
And as you say, a massive amount of rain, epic proportions, but because it's come as it has, at least for now, we're seeking the high ground where we can find it.
Yeah, and of course, I'm just glued to the news, as I'm sure you are.
Yep.
But watching the folks down in Houston take care of each other, looking at the folks that are headed that direction to take care of our neighbors down there, I was contacted by my professional group, the Texas City Managers Association, to organize relief efforts for folks in the Houston area and, of course, around the Rockport area. But folks in Texas are pulling together like we always do, and we'll come out of this. It's just, it's a long haul.
It is. Kelly Templin, the city manager, thanks for a few minutes this morning.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Take care.